Hail, Holy Cross, receive the disciple of him who hung upon thee, my Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, children, we keep the feast day of, we might call him the third most important apostle, Saint Andrew, whose feast day has been kept on this day in the Catholic Church since the 4th century. St. Andrew is called by the Greeks, who look upon him as their patron saint and patron apostle, the Protokletos, which means the first called, because St. Andrew was called first by our Lord. Really, we might say he was called by the Holy Ghost first, and then from then on he was always bringing others to follow Christ. This is what happened. St. Andrew was a disciple of St. John the Baptist, follower of him. And one day, when St. John the Baptist at the Jordan was baptizing, he saw our Lord walking down the riverbank, and he pointed out to him, and he said, "Behold the Lamb of God," the same word that Father uses at every Mass for the Holy Communion, Ecce Agnus Dei in the Latin. "Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who taketh away the sins of the world." And with that, St. Andrew understood, well, now he had to go to follow Jesus, and that's what St. John the Baptist wanted too, because his job was only to prepare the way for our Lord. So he didn't know what to do, so he saw our Lord walking, and he followed him. And our Lord turned to St. Andrew, and in a very sort of a kind way, he said something to the effect of, "Well, can I help you, or what are you looking for?" And St. Andrew was a little embarrassed, as you and I might be embarrassed, a situation like that. And St. Andrew says, he stutters a little bit, and he says, he couldn't think of anything else to say, so he said, "Well, teacher," which was a very respectful title, "Rabbi, teacher, where dwellest thou?" Well, "where do you live?" And our Lord smiled at him in a very nice way again, and he said, "Well, come and see." So they went to our Lord's house, and probably the Blessed Mother was there, and she was keeping house for him. And I think the house was in Capernaum. They went to our Lord's house, and they spent the day with our Lord, Saint Andrew and another disciple. And his heart was won over, and he was our Lord's follower from then on. Later on, when our Lord went to establish the 12 apostles formally, he called him and his brother Saint Peter. But actually, Saint Andrew had already brought Saint Peter to our Lord, because he was always bringing people to our Lord. When our Lord multiplied the loaves and the fishes in the desert, it was St. Andrew to whom our Lord turned as to what could we do now. And St. Andrew said, "Well, there's a boy here who's got 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes, but what are these among so many?" But St. Andrew then was told by our Lord, "Well, bring the boy here." So the boy comes, and our Lord miraculously multiplies that little lunch to feed 5,000 people. And even that Holy Week, when everything was very busy for our Lord, some Gentiles or pagans wanted to see our Lord, and St. Philip brought them to St. Andrew because they knew that St. Andrew would be able to arrange it, because he was always bringing souls to our Lord. St. Andrew, the first called, preached in what is today Turkey and today Greece, and then he was put to death by means of being tied to a cross that was shaped like an X. That's called St. Andrew's Cross. That's a symbol of Scotland, because the relics of St. Andrew went to Scotland, and he's the patron saint of that country. The cross in the shape of an X, and he was tied on that cross. And for 2 days, he preached to the people and converted many before finally he died for our Lord. The people were so devoted to St. Andrew that they didn't want to let the pagans tie him to that cross and crucify him there. But St. Andrew calmed the people down, because when he saw the cross, he thought, "This is my chance now to be just like our Lord on the cross." And that's why he cried out when he saw the cross in the distance, "Hail, precious cross, receive the disciple of him who hung upon thee." So we call St. Andrew the disciple of the cross. He's the patron of Scotland, of Russia, and of Greece, and he's also the patron saint of golfers, and several other occupations, too. Let's pray to St. Andrew today to call, to bring others to Jesus by our good example, but also, remember, pray to St. Andrew for the grace to love the Holy Cross, the little sufferings that we unite with our daily Mass. That's one of the best ways to call souls and to keep them near our dear Lord. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.